I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot, Sad Foot, your LAFC gateway drug, and the only LAFC podcast that convinced two better LAFC podcast hosts to do all the work for them. I'm Travis Helwig.
And I'm Darren Miller. Welcome to our preview of LAFC's first 2023 playoff match versus Vancouver Whitecaps FC on Saturday, October 28th at 5 p.m. at BMO Stadium. You can watch it on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV Plus for free. And of course, we'll be live streaming our post-game call-in show 10 minutes after the final whistle at youtube.com/@happyfootsadfoot. Subscribe now and get notified when we go live.
Later in the show, we'll have our official Happy Foot Sad Foot end of regular season performance review. And as always, we're going to talk about all the storylines for the match and make some bets. But first, we run a warm-up lap and stretch, but not like that. Stretching is actually bad for you, I think. Everyone's telling me different stuff about stretching. So we're not going to take a stand here. We're not going to make a statement about stretching. It's important that we stay neutral, but it's time for listener mandated banter. Darren, how you doing?
Good. Hot button issue, stretching.
Yeah.
Real hot button political
issue. I can't go on Instagram anymore without people posting about whether or not they stretch or not.
I mean, it's like, what side are you on? You have to pick a side. It's so black and white. Oh, it's better to stretch before. No, you have to warm up first. Actually, you should be stretching after. I mean,
people say it's complicated, but it's not complicated. It's simple.
It's actually not complicated.
Wall of texts on Instagram.
You could just be a decent human being and stretch according to that. How about that?
I don't know, my man. What did I do today? I went and saw Dix the Musical at 11 a.m.
That's amazing. Oh, I want to see it so bad.
It is. It's great. I mean, if you know what you're getting into, it's fucking fantastic. But it's like, if you don't know what it is, I imagine so many people walked into that movie and walked out because they had no idea what they were getting themselves into. Which, if you've never heard of Dix the Musical, it was produced by our good friend Corey Adelson. Was originally a UCB show in New York called Fucking Identical Twins. And it's a musical that is maybe, it's maybe a movie, it's probably the most outrageous movie ever made.
Oh, that's amazing.
And like, not in a way that's like, we're saying shit just to shock you. It's genuinely very funny, and they say things just to shock you. I bet they get death threats from it, is what I'll say.
Well, that sounds delightful. I do wonder, like, at what our 2023, does anyone go into movies not knowing what to expect at this point?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, people have like Movie Pass and shit, but it's such a short run thing that I don't know if it's even at AMC. Like, I saw it at Alamo.
Ah, yeah. I don't know. I guess you could be like, I don't know, I heard it was funny and it's like a musical and
yeah,
there's funny
Megan
people
the
in
Stallion's
it.
In it.
Yeah. Oh man, a bunch of just like run-of-the-mill Megan Thee Stallion fans are just going to be like, I got to see the movie she's in.
Is it Megan Thee Stallion? I just said Megan Thee Stallion.
Well, there's two E's in the. So I don't know. I've never heard. I'm not aware of her thoroughly enough to have heard anyone say her name out
Darren
loud.
The Casual.
The Casual. Not just a casual, the ultimate casual.
Yeah, we haven't called you the King of the Casuals in a while.
It's true. Well,
I feel like you've proven that you know more than most casuals.
As you'll see in a moment for my storylines intro, I've started calling myself a post-casual. I'm experimenting with different hyper-casual. I don't know. Did you freeze?
Nope. Just was pretending.
Oh, whoa. Crazy. Oh, my God. We get up to so much crazy shit it's on this podcast.
It's you guys. Crazy how funny we are. We're the funny ones. Sometimes I don't say anything and then you think I'm frozen and then I say nope and people fucking lose their mind.
Dude, we're such pranksters, really. Like, we're always pranking each other on set. Like, it's crazy. Like, we just kind of have that relationship like that. Like, we're just friends and we know that, like, we just kind of push each other's buttons, I guess.
Yeah, like one time I sent you a gun in the mail as a joke.
That actually, I'd rather not talk about that. That was actually really terrifying.
Really scary.
I didn't really like that. It was someone sent white powder in the mail to me and my daughter. That was just me making up the same lie as Hassan.
I forgot how it came up today, but I was talking to my wife and she was like, can you rent a gun? And I was like, there's no world in
by the
which,
hour?
Yeah, it's like, why would you ever need to rent a gun that isn't for really bad purpose? You're like, I just need a gun for like 2 hours.
Well, there's the waiting period. I don't know if that's every state, but there's like gun ranges.
Yeah, but you go and you're like, here's $200. I'll be back with the gun in 2 hours.
Yeah. I'm going to need somewhere to stash this. So it'd be great if I could just return it.
When they do the ballistics on the bullets, can they tell what time they were shot or just what gun they come from?
Do you have those new digital bullets that like capture a lot of data? Because I'd rather not use those.
All right.
Like the black box in a plane.
We talked about a lot of murder right up top. I think we should talk about the MLS Cup playoffs.
Well, speaking of people that don't waste your time, just want to give a shout out to Vince and the Scarf, who in our absence just made a version of the show better than we could have done ourselves, of course. Not that we expected anything less. Thank you to them for holding down the fort and for putting a great episode out.
I literally put it in my notes that it said, when you get to banter, talk about how good Vince and the Scarf were. So JR and Vince, we can't thank you enough. And truly, it was funny. I was drunk after the wedding we were at, and I was watching the replay on YouTube. And I was just like, oh, I'm learning things on my own podcast.
We had an experience. We don't get to experience our show as fans. And we still haven't because we got to experience something better as fans that people don't watch. Yeah.
That was great.
It was very cool for JR to join us.
It was so rad. And if you don't listen to Defenders, you should check out Defenders. Also, Vince should just be with them because they're smart. And I'm sure Flex Power Tools gives them more money than the Patreon. I'm pretty sure. Like, I wonder if there's people out there that think the Patreon pays well. Because I guarantee you Flex Power Tools pays better than that Patreon.
That's true. Maybe we should do some Patreon ads. Maybe they'll let us do that and then they'll pay us money just directly from Patreon.
Oh, that's funny. Patreon's the main advertiser. We should let patrons pay us money to do ads for whatever they want.
That's a good idea. I think that's a thing. There's like a startup doing that. Oh. Hey, if you want us to do an ad for your small business or, you know, social media account, let us know. We'll do it.
Or if you want us to like insult an enemy, we'll do it. I think it's called Cameo.
We'll just do cameos within the show.
Okay. Start the show. It's an important one.
Okay. Okay. An important one. Oh, don't listen to this one. All right. Well, as a post-casual LAFC fan, how did that land? Did it work? Post-casual? We don't know. Okay. As a post-casual LAFC fan, I'm going to intro this first segment in perhaps a more straightforward way than usual. As a salute to those out there who are such casual LAFC fans that you're tuning in now for the first time because, oh shit, the playoffs are starting. Maybe I'll start paying attention now. That's okay, friend. You are welcome here. I used to be you for hockey. Now I don't watch hockey at all, actually. I do watch every LAFC match, and I do love the team, but I'm not out here with the I love the team more than my own family energy that, honestly, I support just as much. Love is love. But I'm busy living the American dream so thoroughly that I don't have time to keep up with every detail beyond what's right in front of me when I'm watching the match. Luckily, I have my friend and co-host Travis, the human LAFC crazy wall, here each week to dump his deep, troublesome obsession with LAFC onto us by explaining what's really going on beneath the surface of each week's matchup so we can all enjoy it so much more in a segment we call Storylines.
Yes, Darren. That wasn't
Hell
just
yeah.
the normal Storylines jingle. That was the ultra rare playoffs remix of the Storylines jingle because this is a playoffs remix Woo! Of Storylines.
I'm pumped.
We said for a long time that we
that
wanted
was beautiful.
An ADM remix.
It was absolutely beautiful. My God.
I had to turn the lights back on.
I need a white noise machine with just that music to put myself to sleep every night.
Darren.
So I can party in my dreams.
Of course, the Storylines remix was brought to you by the insane team of me getting a little too high and buying Logic Pro for $200.
And Flex Power Tool. No,
I made
wow.
that
I guess
special
put that
song.
On a tab. That's
yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell you and Vince. Cool.
Vince
that's
and
an
I are excited
it's a
to pay for a third of that.
I made that special song because this is a special moment. Our first playoff episode of Happy Foot, Sad Foot. Darren, how you feeling about making it
I'm
to the playoffs?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You know, we had a real rocky end of the season to the point where it was getting like we needed the stakes to change. I think we needed a match like this that's like objectively a big game mm-hmm. that we can all just get behind and we can say, this is this now. Let's do it.
Well, Darren, we're about to talk about big games. Because that brings us to our first storyline of the match, which was also one of the main storylines of the very first preview episode, the very first episode of our show, which is this. Can we break the championship curse? It's been over a decade since any MLS team has won back-to-back MLS Cups. And as we learned this year, that's because teams are punished in success. You pay out championship bonuses in the next year's salary cap. You get stripped for parts because players want more money and you can't pay them all. You're punished with endless games and travel and all the extra cups you play, which makes it almost impossible for your team to compete in the regular season. And worst of all, Don Garber gets to personally strangle one of your academy players without any legal repercussions. LAFC have struggled this year quite
that last
mightily.
One was so tough. Ugh, I hate it. They don't give you any warning either. Did you read that? I actually read the rule. He can show up anytime he wants.
And we'll miss you, Torres. LAFC have struggled this year quite mightily. Torres' family is listening. What was the guy? Do you remember? Was it Ordaz? There was someone's cousin was on being like, they need to start. And we were like, we like you, but we know that you're related to, it was Fufu.
It was Fufu. I hope they kept listening. I love you, whoever you are.
LAFC, as I've tried to say a few times now, have struggled mightily this year. And we, on Happy Foot, Sad Foot, have always been the first to scream that the sky is falling. But last year, when Seattle became the first MLS team to win the Champions League, they didn't even make it to the playoffs. This year, we went to the Champions League final, meaning we played the exact same amount of games as Seattle up until that point. Then we played the League's Cup, which they didn't have to do. And we still finished third in the West, just a point behind Seattle in the standings. And I know for a lot of folks, this feels like a down year, but given everything that was stacked against us, from all the extra travel to Garber murdering a child, how much I think it's worth saying that we did pretty fucking good in the regular season, all things considered. It didn't feel great at all times because it was super inconsistent. But if you told me at the beginning of this season we would end up in third, I would say that's not a bad season. I would be disappointed we didn't win any other tournaments, but ending third in the West is not a bad season. Dolo out, though, also.
Fuck that guy.
But according to our very first episode of this podcast, we said our main goal for the season is back-to-back MLS Cup finals. Darren, do you know who was the last team to pull off back-to-back MLS Cup finals?
No one. Ever.
I said moments ago that it would happen a decade ago, but it was the...
Well, you also said Don Garber murdered an LAFC 2 player. So, you know, I gotta pick and choose what's real.
It was the 2012 LA Galaxy featuring Landon Donovan, David Beckham, and Robbie Keane, who were fourth seed in the Western Conference with a table of just 9 total teams in the West. And as a reminder, we are the third seed in the Western Conference table that has 14 teams, and we don't have David Beckham. Darren, how do you feel about our chance to become back-to-back champions, and is Denny Bawanga our David Beckham?
Yes and yes. It's happening. It's all happening, all of it. Watch the David Beckham documentary if you want to get a good sense of how laughably lame the league was that year.
I want to say I loved the David Beckham documentary, but it was clear in a few times that he was the producer of it, because when they got to the affair, they didn't say whether or not he did it. He just was like, boy, was that a hard time for my
really
family.
Yeah.
And anytime he's doing poorly at all, it's just like, and then I saw my family. And everything was okay.
Yeah.
It still is great. I still would highly recommend it.
I agree with all of that. Didn't news break today? More news about his affair broke today.
The woman was basically like, it sucks because they're basically implying I'm a liar and I'm not, and everyone knows that I'm not. It's clear that it happened.
She also said that, like, while, I think it was like during them having the affair, she also walked in on him with someone else.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. He was the most famous, hottest man on the planet.
David Beckham?
Adding a complication to our desire to repeat as MLS Cup champions is the brand new playoff format, which brings us to our second storyline of the week, Darren, which is this.
Fuck the new playoff format.
Just how much will the 3-game playoff affect us?
Okay, that's a little more polite.
As you know, for some fucking reason, the first round of the MLS Cup playoffs is a best of 3 series. That also follows the wild card games that are basically like the play-in tournament in the NBA that I think are happening Wednesday. And because God is punishing me for the sin of constantly sexually harassing Denny Bawanga, despite the fact I'm married to a beautiful and successful woman, we will be playing that best of 3 series against the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Oh, man.
Yes, Darren, the same Vancouver Whitecaps we've avoided talking about the 3 other times we've done episodes about them. This is the 4th fucking time we've had to do it, and I can't believe we might end up with 6 preview episodes on the year about the Vancouver fucking Whitecaps, and it's all because of this terrible new format. To squeeze as much money as humanly possible out of the Apple TV deal, the first round of the playoffs is best of three, and since we're the highest seed, we play game one at home, game two in Vancouver, and game three, if needed, is back here in LA. And to me, this is a huge disadvantage for LAFC over last year. As we've already said, this season, we've played way more games than any other team, so we're always at the risk of tired legs, and that means injury becoming an issue for the squad. Adding two extra games this late in the season is scary for us. But not only that, this three-game format only applies to the first round. And because we're the third seed, this is the only round we are guaranteed home field advantage for in the entire tournament. That means, Darren, our one round of home field advantage isn't even entirely played at home. We have to play part of it in Vancouver. And on top of that, we're forced to play at BC Place on turf, which we always struggle on, and give Vancouver even bigger of an advantage. In the past, we've rested Chiellini on turf. He played this past week at 90 minutes on turf, which I do think, as Vincent Scarf said, lends itself to the rumors that we might be in our final games of Giorgio Chiellini as a professional soccer player. And because of all of that bullshit, this game on Saturday is basically a must win if we want to have any home field advantage this tournament. Darren, how are you feeling about the new format?
Oh, someone, please, who's watching or listening, who actually likes the new format, show yourself. I would just love to hear that perspective. I have not heard it from anyone, and it's just a cash grab. There's no benefit to it, to anyone, to the teams, to the viewers. This sucks. It's also like, just like you said, it's like, oh, great home field advantage. Let's now play a series of two other games that if you lose weakens your ability to win the third game. Like, what? How does this show who's better?
There's two things that I'll say that I think are positive. I think it is cool that for the next like week or two, there'll be games most nights of the week. So if I want to watch MLS, I could watch MLS, and that usually isn't the case. I think that's cool. I also think, despite Euro snobs disagreeing with me, I don't think the home and home two game combine the score thing is any superior to a best of three tournament. I think best of three is a little cleaner. It's just that three games in soccer is a lot of running. That's why we don't do those best of three tournaments in soccer, and we do the two game whatever. But if you ask me to choose, do I want to do a two leg series versus a best of three? I actually don't think it matters that much. That said,
they're also only playing one a week, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no. It's Saturday. Then we play the following Sunday, and then I believe we play on like Wednesday or Thursday. There's a half a week if we get to a game three. You're punished if you get to the third game.
Right. I forgot that this entire league revolves around being punished for doing well.
Well, Darren, I don't know why you're complaining so much about the format. We don't have a choice. Grow up. You're nagging. Hey. Reminds me, I should explain the most important and final storyline of the week, which is this. Has Vancouver figured us out? I want to read you a comment left by LAFC Luke on our Patreon discussion thread of last week's episode. Here's what friend of the foot Luke said, quote, gonna be a heel to start this off, but not sure how we get out of the first round, given our last couple starts against Vancouver, who seem to have figured us out since the CONCACAF drubbing. They handed us a 3-2 defeat at BMO in June, and they could have easily blown the doors off this weekend's game with the two PKs they failed to convert, end quote. Now, Darren, that's scary to read, especially because I think we all think LAFC is better than Vancouver. And I also want to add to that doom and gloom something also scary to me, which is that Ryan Gauld missed two PKs and he's going to be fucking pissed. I don't want someone coming in after just embarrassing themselves wanting a revenge game. He's their second best goal scorer, and 9 times out of 10, he's going to hit at least one of those fucking things, and he's going to be desperate to prove himself, and he's good enough alongside Brian White to make us pay for embarrassing him last week. It's true, we destroyed them in CONCACAF, but since then, it has been tough going against the Whitecaps. And if you ask me to avoid, how do I feel about playing the Whitecaps? I'd say I'd probably prefer playing them to Houston or Salt. No, maybe not. Salt Lake's doing poorly right now, but like there's I don't want to play Dallas. I don't want to play any games in Texas.
I don't want to play any games at all. Let's not play a game.
Just give us the trophy.
I'd rather just advance.
But Darren, how are you feeling about Vancouver as a playoff opponent? How are you feeling about our chances?
Oof. Okay. LAFC Luke, first of all, does not miss. Consistently great points, even when you don't want to hear it. Hopefully he's okay with us violating the circle of trust that is the Front of the Foot Patreon. you wouldn't believe some of the shit that gets said in there, and we will never tell
all about
you.
Stretching.
So the stretching takes. Oh, my God. Oh, people getting canceled, let me tell you. But you know what? We're also pissed off. We also embarrassed ourselves. We shouldn't have tied that game. And we're playing at home. So I don't think we're to be fucked with right now. We're a whole team in the same position that one player is in.
On paper, we should beat Vancouver in two games. I think that's true. But nothing about this season has been by the book at all. Nothing
has made
sense.
Everything the hard way.
Yes. So I in a void would be very happy with this matchup, but I think Luke has a good point that Vancouver, since we embarrassed them in the CONCACAF Champions League, have made our lives very hard when they shouldn't have. Before we go, anything you want to say to the players who listen before every game? Any pep talk for the boys in black and gold that I know never miss an episode?
No, we love you as always, whether we're complaining about you or praising you. Go out there and do us proud.
We believe in you. I think you all know how much we mean to you. And I just want to say thank you for all the praise and the subscribes that you send our way. It means
thank
a lot.
You for the
thank you for the subscribes.
Thank you so much for the subscribes.
It turns into like a Tim and Eric sketch very quick. When we come back, we're going to do a season end performance review.
And we're back. Here at Happy Foot Sad Foot headquarters, our success is driven by a relentless focus on quality and continuous improvement, and we're constantly striving to raise the bar and exceed our customers' expectations. We believe that numbers never lie, and if we stay accountable and take ownership, if we celebrate wins but don't get complacent, if we learn from failures and mistakes and focus on the big picture, small wins can lead to big victories. Now that we've made it through Q4 of the MLS season, and because we're playing a Vancouver team that could not possibly be less interesting to talk about any further, it's time for the official Happy Foot Sad Foot annual review.
Synergy. Brought to you by Cisco Systems.
Brought to you by Citrix. Brought to you by
AWS, Amazon Web Services.
I was actually going to be like, what's that company that, and I realized it was Cisco Systems that I had. I was thinking of Cisco also. Brought to you by IBM Watson.
When I was in DC, the hotel I was staying in was a really shitty Marriott that they have conferences at. And the conference I was going on while I was there was the anti-fraud conference.
Oh, wow.
I was trying to think of some joke while I was there of like, I hope they don't figure me out.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
But it's like nothing fully tracked.
Investigate you for imposter syndrome.
Wait a second. He's just been living off his wife's money for 3 years.
This guy might be a fraud. You know what? The plot twist is it's not imposter syndrome. It's just an imposter. Okay. Where were we? We have a whole performance review to do.
Yeah, let's do it.
Normally we bring in outside consultants like McKinsey to do something like this.
Pete Buttigieg.
Pete Buttigieg will do this for us. But we're going to do this in-house and really, because I think accountability is very important to us. Yeah. So we're going to go back and look at all the storylines that we've done this before. We did a quarterly review and now things are different because we played a lot more. And there's some new things along the way to review. So first, let's look at the season storylines that we started the season with on the first episode of the podcast. Overcoming the curse and winning a second cup. You already covered.
I think we just covered that. Yeah.
I think it's happening. Great. Moving on. We were right on track there. Who will replace Chicho was the big question.
Mario Gonzalez.
Episode.
It's Mario Gonzalez.
Speaking of defenders, they do have the best nickname for him, Agua Pistolero.
Yes.
Very sharp.
No one replaced Chicho. We didn't the entire season find a good replacement in the way that Chicho made us feel that he could score in any situation. That said, Chicho Arango never won the fucking Golden Boot. Denny Bouanga has won the Golden Boot for the team. We found a way to score goals. It just happened to all come from the foot of a single person.
And there was a patch toward the end of the season where it became a little difficult to love Denny Bouanga the same way we did the rest of the season, I guess. I don't know. It's weird to look back at some of the worries that we had about Bouanga, given that he ended up with such good stats at the end of the season. You know, it's weird that, like, if you were to look at those stats and then be like, and here's what these podcasters had to say along the way, it'd be
I think we've brought up plenty of times.
It's very frustrating sometimes.
We don't know what we're talking about. But he played incredibly streaky. And I think that's also why he's not going to win most valuable player, even though I think he has a pretty good case for MVP. Like, if you imagine LAFC without him, we might not even make the playoffs. But I think his selfishness and his streakiness made him somewhat frustrating. That said, if we didn't play in Champions League and we didn't play in League's Cup, I think he might have been a little bit more consistent throughout the year. I know that he was always relentlessly energetic. I still think the season took its toll.
I think maybe he was gripping the wheel a little hard sometimes when he didn't have everything in the tank.
But to his credit, he knew that we had no one else.
Yeah, we'll skip the next one, but this is Denny Bouanga's team was your quote from the original one, and that turned out to be very true.
Yeah.
You said you'd bet on him to win MVP this season, which was close.
I think he'll probably come in second. He'll come in second for MVP voting.
He had a different level and still has that different level that is like, he is on a slightly different plane of reality than everyone else on the pitch, and you can tell. Yeah. You're watching someone play a little differently than everyone else, and it's exciting to watch. You could even I remember in the All-Star game, in the skills competition, it was like there's everyone else approaching whatever it was, and then it was him. It was like he was clearly better than everyone. He just was.
He didn't really start to show up until the playoffs of last year, and in the playoffs, you could just see the level he was at, and I'm very excited to see him turn it up again. I do think other teams have figured out that if they could find a way to shut him down, we can't really score. But that hasn't necessarily been the case since we've brought in Fufu and Kike. I think they've really made the front line a little bit more versatile.
I think that's the most promising thing about the last few games is that we've figured out some a little bit more creative ways to get him the ball in better ways than before and also to score in general. Excited for Stipe Buick, the Michael Stipe of the MLS. Not only
we could skip that one.
Not only did Stipe Buick become a bit of a bust, but that nickname was a bust maybe two episodes into the podcast.
I would say the Michael Stipe of MLS is the Stipe Buick of this podcast.
Travis's only Buick of the podcast season. Was that
a lot
nickname.
Of Buick pukes. If you listen to my opinion at any point, you had a Buick. Let's move on from that. We know what happened with Steve.
Do we have the depth to compete? Do we have the depth to compete in all the tournaments we have?
No,
this year?
The answer is no.
No, we didn't, which is crazy because we had a lot of depth and it thinned out real quick.
I think in the midseason performance review, we said, turns out we do. But that was before we lost all of the cups, I think. So I just want to say, turns out we don't.
Turns out we don't. We did, and then we don't. Well, also, toward the end of the season, it was like, oh, this is what we're like at full strength? Holy shit. Like, we had it, but like, you needed more, even. I don't know.
Yeah. Crazy. I think it compared to Seattle after their Champions League win. We were had more depth. We had like I said, we're in third place. They didn't make the playoffs and we played more games. We might not have trophies to show for it, but if you want to talk about consistency over the course of all competitions, I would say we had really, really strong consistency. Does it feel that way? No, because we couldn't finish the job.
Yeah. And then we had our, I guess we could call it a LAFC fantasy draft.
Oh, who we thought would have the most goals
in the
MLS season.
We each picked four players on LAFC.
And Belonga wasn't allowed to be in there.
Yes. We picked four players to our own squad. Whoever's team of four has the most total goals at the end of the season wins one free bacon-wrapped hot dog outside the stadium.
Well, it's all yours, Darren.
I'm so regretful that it didn't become a birria taco.
Did we say it right?
Oh, my Stipe Buick of the season was pronouncing birria wrong consistently until now. Apologies for really fucking that one up.
I just want to say, okay, so here's the draft. I'm looking at it now. You benefited by getting the first pick of the draft because you had...
As Carlos, does anyone in any draft.
Yes, that's true. But you had Carlos Vela as your first pick, followed by Ryan Hollingshead, Sifu, and Jesus Murillo. Carlos Vela is 9 of your 14 total goals.
Well, he's the only other player on the team who scored.
Yeah.
That's one issue.
Yes.
No one else on the team scored this year.
This was, yeah, it's a bad sign that we didn't have anyone else to choose from. Hollingshead had 4 by the end of the season, which was good. And Sifu, before he left us, had 1. Murillo had 0. He'll have 1 in the playoffs. My pick first was Opoku, followed by Stipe Buick, Acosta, and Leo Messi, whose goals only counted if he came to LAFC.
Yes, at the beginning of the season, Travis decided Lionel Messi would end up coming to the MLS and play for LAFC.
I was almost right.
So I totaled up everyone's goals. This is in all competitions, and we did break it down. Maybe we can like leave it in the notes or something like that. But one thing that's interesting, the totals ended up being 21. My squad had 21 total goals. Travis's had 8. But if you do factor in, this is just to your credit, you knew how good these players were. If you do factor in goals scored for any squad during the season, you missed out on 11 total goals and I missed out on 0. So it would have been 21 to 19.
Oh, I see. Because Opoku scored once he moved to Montreal.
Yes. And Stipe Buick scored before he came to LAFC.
Oh,
and I didn't even include any goals from Messi, if you want to count.
We knew what the rules were. We knew what the rules were. Opoku had 2 goals. Stipe Buick had 3.
Sifu has had 0 goals for the Rangers.
I just want to say, though.
Shocking everyone.
It's not great for Opoku and Stipe Buick that Ryan Hollingshead ends the season with more goals. Our defender, no, who was injured for a good chunk of the season with head trauma, ends up with more goals than Stipe
Buick. Not to mention that happened after like getting hit by a truck at one point in his life. Like the man's...
I'll buy you 300 lives. Bacon wrap hot dog. Let's quickly go through these messy predictions we made in that messy episode.
Yes.
Because I think they're pretty fun for
yes.
the performance.
So we did have some messy predictions once we found out he was coming to the league. First was that in our game against Inter Miami, I said LAFC would win 3-1. Messi would have a goal. Bouanga would have a goal. And Vela would have a goal. That's so even-handed of me. Shocking for who I am usually. Travis predicted Messi would have 2 goals and LAFC would win 3-2.
And that's what happened. Let's move on to the next one.
That's right. We'll move on to the next one. Will he play on turf? This was a fun one because it was decided very recently in this last game. He did not. Travis said, I don't think he's going to be playing on turf. That was the case until very recently. He played his last game on turf. I didn't even directly answer the question of whether he'd play on turf, but I went beyond that and said, not only will he maybe not play on turf, but he will exercise leverage on a game-by-game basis to see what the opposing team will offer in terms of his experience playing on that surface, whether it be perks of being in the area, you know, like rider type stuff. That didn't really happen. He turned out to be like a decent guy.
This next one is funny, where it was, how many games will Messi play? You said once he comes. You said 10. I said 13. He played 6. He played 6 games. 6 games at MLS.
Yes.
But he did play seven of the League's Cup games when they won the League's Cup.
Yes, and one U.S. Open Cup game. 14 total appearances.
Yes.
He had 11 goals total. Weird that we didn't – that wasn't the thing that we predicted. We didn't predict how many goals he'd have, but he had 11 goals.
Will Don Garber loosen the roster rules during the summer transfer window? You said yes. I said, quote, if he doesn't do it, he's a fucking idiot. He's not going to do it. And the answer was no, he's a fucking idiot.
On the money. Right on the money on that one.
He will do it. He'll do it. If they're going to loosen it in the off season, but ugh. But this last one's fun. This last one's
We posed the last one. We both had predictions for what Miami's total points will be at the end of the regular season. And we invited our viewers and listeners to also predict what that point total would be. For an unnamed prize, this person will, let's say, one item of choice from the merch store.
Great. So how many points will they have at the end of the season? Darren, you said 51 points at the end of the season, which puts them, I think, a point or two below us. I said,
I hadn't thought about that.
I said 39. The real answer out of a total of 69 points is 34 total points for Miami on the season. And we had a couple people who guessed really close.
Yes. That was a total of 69 being the total possible number of points they could end up with based on where they were at the time.
When we had that, yeah.
The top three, Monster Twins, Katie's underscore monster on Twitter. 37 points was her prediction. Very close. Ramonini Ruiz at Stop the Car on Instagram predicted 36. And said, and Messi says the league is more competitive than he thought.
I don't think he has.
36 is extremely close. At this point, you're thinking, how could someone be closer than 36? The answer is Scott Coppersmith, at Scott Coppersmith on Instagram, right on the money. 34 points. Also the lowest prediction we received.
That's so funny.
$1 Bob of this game.
He points out that Toronto, he says, how's Toronto star power doing? 34 out the door. Because Toronto spent so much fucking money and were the worst team in the league this year. They got the wooden spoon, I believe.
Oh, wow.
So, betting against buying wins is a pretty good idea. That said, if Messi's probably going to win MLS Cup next year. Just saying.
There's one more prediction for you.
We really got to win this year because boo next year.
Yeah.
Well, Darren, that was our year-long predictions. I feel like we did bad.
Perfect.
Oh, but that's okay. That's the name of the game. You know, sometimes it's bad. Yeah. When people listen to a sports podcast, they're like, who are the dumbest people we could listen to?
That's right. Actually, I will say we did start this entire podcast off, maybe even in the trailer, saying that we won't be the smartest podcast, but we promise we will be the dumbest. And I think that's a quote. And I think that trumps all of our other predictions.
My biggest
that
failure,
one came true.
My biggest failure on the season is that despite all the trolling of Alexi Lalas I did on Twitter, he has yet to engage. And I'm worried that he's muted me. I'm desperate for him to engage.
You know what? There's still the playoffs. We haven't fucked with him enough, in my opinion. And so there's always more time to do that.
Well,
we can do that whether we're recording it or not, really.
Well, if we really want to get him on the record, we just have to go to the insurrection of 2025 and he'll be
there. That's right. Which you said you were planning on going to anyway.
No. I'm not going to. No. I was in D.C. not planning that. I was going for the anti-fraud conference.
I see. Okay.
You're the one who loves cops. When we come back, we're going to make some bets for the first playoff game of the season.
And we're back. It's almost like we didn't leave. Now it's time for a segment called Bet It and Forget It.
Bet it and forget it.
I do. You did just point out that we added these breaks. One, because I think it helps with the flow of a show and gives us the opportunity to talk between segments. But two, on the hope that we might have ads. And we made it through the season and we don't have any ads. And that's something we'll think about for next year. We made poor James Valentine of Maroon 5 make us little bumper sounds and we didn't get any ads.
Oh, boy.
Ha
I mean, he's so good. Like,
I mean, that's the guy from Bright Eyes. That's not him, but he just picked that part out.
Well, he directed him. Directing is what it's called in music too, right?
Yeah. All right, let's bet. Let's do some bets.
Every week, Travis and I end the show with a bet for this week's game. We make an outlandish prediction, something that almost definitely will not happen, but could. Each week, we both put up $5. If no one hits, the money rolls over to the next week, and eventually, by the time someone's weird prediction comes true, they might win a good chunk of change. Neither of her bets cashed last week, so our bet pool for this week is now $110.
Oof, the highest, so close.
The highest, biggest pool we have had since we started this podcast. Well, can a pool be high? Yes.
You know what we should do? We should, instead of having it roll over to next season, if no one hits by the end of the season, let's find a charity to donate to. We'll let a Patreon pick a charity that maybe is LAFC related or something, and we'll donate it to them.
That sounds great.
Last week I predicted
we will maybe donate to charity if we can't
right after
first.
We mail those final three scarves to people.
Oh boy.
I predicted
the TLDR of this episode is we suck. Okay, go ahead.
All episodes are gonna be under 30 minutes. This one is ticking up. I predicted a Steve Abreu brace, which did not happen. Darren, you predicted I predicted a Stipe Buick brace, which did not happen.
I meant, do you want to predict it again?
Oh, I thought you meant like I said, because I went Stipe Buick brace. I thought you meant I had to
I'm
redo
keeping
it.
This.
We're really loose. I made that. I spent all of my creative energy making that song.
It was so good.
I was so excited when I came up with the idea to surprise you with an EDM song.
It could not have made me happier.
You predicted that someone would chip the goalie. Neither of those things came true. We're at $110. Darren, I have a prediction that I'm very confident in this week, and I don't normally feel this confident.
Oh, yeah, that might help you.
And my prediction is this. Tristan Blackman red card. We're going to get a red card, and it's not we're going to get a red card. There will be a red card given to former LAFC player Tristan Blackman in the first game of this best of three series.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to predict a hat trick for Carlos Vela.
Whoa, Vela! Vela!
Vintage, we're going to get vintage Carlos Vela. He's going to show up for the playoffs on his home stadium, and it's going to be a party. Oh, I really do think we're going to come back. We tied with Vancouver, but we're in good form. We're going to play at home, and it's going to be a whole different thing.
I don't
think they're ready for it.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see, Darren. Though I've learned my lesson to not say anything good or bad will actually happen.
LAFC will never lose again. Mark my words.
We shall see. Those are our bets. Darren, end the show.
Show end. Just a reminder, we'll be streaming our post-game call-in show 10 minutes after the final whistle on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/@happyfootsadfoot. There's a link in the show notes. Talk to us in the chat. Join us on the show, live, on the air, video, audio, anything you want. Don't drive while you call in. We'll have a big party.
Well, hopefully. Our theme music is done by the insane team of James Valentine, Nate Walcott, and Louis Palmer. Along with YouTube, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. And if you made it this far into the episode, chances are you're enjoying the show. And if that's true, and you want to show us your support, because you know we failed to get advertisers, please consider becoming a friend of the foot at $5 a month at patreon.com/happyfootsadfoot. We need that money to make up for the $200 that I paid for Logic Pro. Or you can pick up some Hapo Sapo inspired merch by going to happyfootsadfootpod.com. Any support really goes a long way to keeping this show going and this community growing. And I think this is a good moment at the very tail end of the episode to let everybody know that we spent money designing a t-shirt halfway through
the season
that said we beat Messi, and we were going to release it the night of the Miami game if we beat Messi, and it was designed like an old rock and roll t-shirt, and it said the greatest accomplishment in the history of world football, and it was had a soccer ball on fire, and it was maybe the coolest design that we've ever had, and we said we'd never reveal that we made ahead of time because we cursed
you
the
are
team.
Doing it revealing that we jinxed the game.
Darren, what can't we jinx? You know?
I know. I mean, that's what we're here to do, is just jinx. You know, if you made it this far and you're not enjoying the show,
unsubscribe from the Patreon. You don't.
I wish you all the best, and I hope you get the help you need.
Thanks again, and we'll see you Saturday at 6 p.m. at BMO, baby. I love you. Bye. BMO.
I love you. Bye. I love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Thank you, Vincent Scarf.
Playoffs, bitch.
City.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.